puzzling. I don't think that we need a new security college or barracks or whatever it is. I would suspect that it is not very much for the purposes of Zimbabwe. I think that this is a contract from which the Chinese contractors will probably be well paid, and it will be of more help to the Chinese than to the Zimbabweans. But the details of what is actually going on there are very thin. It seems that there's no private sector involvement in this at all, and the indigenization program, with their demands for 51%, are always asking for 51% of any private sector company that is started. So I think that indigenization has no part to play in this exercise, which seems entirely related to government security requirements. So it's Chinese contractors who are going to earn most of that money, and it won't be of any benefit to Zimbabwean contractors.